Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. 2 weeks ago, I told of my hitchhiking while in the military while on a 3-day pass. My friend Merlin and I arrived home about daybreak on that Saturday morning and spent the day with our families. We topped off Saturday night attending a public dance at the Municipal Auditorium. I don't remember how late we stayed, probably until 2 a.m., but I do remember that we had to be ready to return to Camp Beale on Sunday. It so happened that one of Merlin's uncles was visiting the area and returning to the Sacramento Valley, leaving about 11 a.m. Sunday morning. He offered to take us to a point south of Redding, and we would have to hitchhike from there. We arrived at that destination early on Sunday afternoon, and then hitched a ride with an elderly couple headed south. They had an older four-door sedan with the back seat stacked with walnuts and various other agricultural products, which had been given to them by the relations they had been visiting. They were very nice to us and made room in the back seat where we traveled with walnuts and produce. I don't remember where they were headed, but we rode all the way to Marysville, where we hitched another quick ride to the base. I previously mentioned Highway 99W in the valley. Back then, there was no Interstate 5. There were two main north-south roads in the Sacramento Valley that ran parallel to one another. 99E was on the east side of the valley, and 99W on the west side. The present I-5 interstate pretty much follows the old 99W route. That weekend was the only time that I ever hitchhiked. That was in 1946, when autos were still in short supply, with the nation recovering from World War II. During and after World War II, there were thousands of servicemen moving about the nation, and hitchhikers were plentiful. You can imagine what it must have been like outside the gates of a military establishment, where personnel would be scrambling to get home and spend as much time with their loved ones as possible. Many military bases were located off the highway mainstream without much available public transportation. I don't believe that the general public was thanked back then for doing their part in transporting those who participated. Many a GI spirits were lifted when a driver pulled up alongside and offered to share his or her vehicle. Many highways and byways were underdeveloped back then, with a lot fewer autos than we have now, but they were much friendlier. The week following our hitchhiking adventure, Merlin and I left Camp Beale. I was put on a train bound for Texas for basic training in the Air Corps, with Merlin on another train bound for Arizona for basic training with the field artillery. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.